Welcome to Positive Altitude. This is the first sustainability podcast by AirAsia. My name is Manqing.
And I'm Sylvie, and we're the sustainability team at AirAsia.
So, Sylvie, what's Positive Altitude?
Well, this is a podcast where we share our view on ESG and sustainability topics from inside the industry. You know, there are a lot of views out there on what aviation sustainability is, and also a lot of self-proclaimed experts.
That's true. We do get quite annoyed sometimes when we read some of those. So it's time for us to put our views on record from inside the industry anyway. And so that, you know, it's people have more accurate information on what the news is really about.
Yeah, and actually you do get a fair number of invitations to speak. So, you know, people are really interested in what you have to say about aviation sustainability. And personally, as a Gen Z, you know, studies do show that Gen Zs do care about the environment and how companies are taking action.
Yeah, well, I'm not Gen Z. I'm firmly in the Xbox. But this is also definitely a very important year because for those of you who are in the industry, you definitely know about Corsia. Corsia enters its first phase this year, 2024. But if you're not from the industry, you know, you can just know that Corsia is an international scheme that will impact more than 1,000 airlines around the world, and all of us, including AirAsia, will have to meet emissions caps this year. So this is regulated, it's going to really impact air travel, so it really, really is a good time for us to start tackling this topic.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, I follow a lot of news out there, and I see a lot of news about greenwashing popping up these days, you know, not only in the West, but also coming more in the East as well. So it really goes to show that actually companies can't simply make false claims.
Absolutely. False claims are an absolute no-no. But there's a lot of misunderstanding about the industry. So, you know, aviation does get a lot of flack because it is a hard-to-abate industry, and it's not easy to decarbonize the industry. But it doesn't mean that we're not doing anything. In fact, I'm personally also very surprised by the trajectory of this job. You know, I had quite an I've got like 15 years of experience in AirAsia now, and quite a varied career. I started as a journalist before I joined AirAsia, and then when I took over, it was a route planning job. So, you know, I was really in charge of opening routes in around Southeast Asia, domestic. It was a very exciting time. And in that time, when you're opening a new route, people get so excited. It's so, you know, welcome. But things are changing, especially in the West. You know, people are talking about flag shaming, and they say, why are you flying when you should be taking other alternatives? It's not so severe in Asia yet because we really don't have the kind of, you know, transportation network that you have in Asia. But it does affect, of course, your generation, Sylvie. Like, young people are thinking, what will be my impact on the climate? And it is important for us to, you know, talk across to different levels of people so that they also grasp that, yeah, the industry is doing a lot, but the industry cannot do it alone, and there are many people who have to come in. But also within the company, it's really challenging as well to teach people about sustainability across a group with so many diverse levels and different type of job functions, to make it relevant to them, especially when, you know, sustainability is not even a well-defined concept, right? This, you know, when I first took over, people thought this is really about CSR. Congratulations, you're doing CSR. And it's like nothing anywhere even closely approaching that.
Yeah, most definitely. On the contrary to you, I'm still in the early stages of my career. So I was in previously a sustainability consulting background, and I do write a lot of reports for different companies. And yes, you're right, absolutely, that a lot of people still think that sustainability is about CSR only. And, you know, coming from that background and now turning into this job, I definitely see the practical applications of what sustainability is in aviation. And I think learning from you, learning from the team, I can definitely see how sustainability is being applied. And, you know, there's still so much more for me to learn.
Yeah, learning is not going to stop. I mean, I've been, as I said, over 15 years here, and I still meet many, many colleagues who can tell me something I've never heard of. So let's start it easy, right? So each week or each fortnight when we can record, we'll tackle a topic which could be, you know, something that we want to highlight in the jargon of aviation sustainability, or it won't just be the two of us, obviously, because we can't know everything. We'll also be interviewing experts from within the company or the industry or business partners, people that can really give you like solid insights of what airlines are doing.
Yeah, and I think we also can do reactions to hot news, hot topics, you know, like, for example, airfares potentially being more expensive because of a carbon levy. Or you can write to us to tell us what you want to hear in the comment sections.
Yeah, you meaning the listener here, obviously. Because, yeah, there's so many topics, and sometimes we kind of think after being, I mean, for me especially, I haven't been in the industry for a long time, you start to think like, oh, you should know this already. And you'd be surprised, like, a lot of people really, we're so much in the industry, we don't actually realize what people think outside. So it'd be great if you can write to us also, you know, in any of the comment sections to tell us, oh, can you talk about this topic or that topic? What do you think of this news or that news? Mm-hmm. And be happy to, you know, talk about it. Other than the one on the levy, you know, recently Japan Airlines also appointed their first female CEO, and she's an ex-head of cabin crew. So that's really interesting, exciting news as well, mm-hmm. which then kind of, you know, wraps up our introduction today.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of introduces Sylvie and myself. You'll find out more about us as we go along. Mm-hmm. But also, check out our first episode, which we published together with this one, or we post together with this first episode, and, you know, send us your comments.